Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana. The East Moline School District says it's one step closer to running out of money after the board voted this week to borrow $1.5 million from its own savings account. That's after Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed significant portions of the funding formula needed in order for schools to get money. The loan, in addition to local property tax revenue, means that schools will open on time this year, but Superintendent Kristen Humphreys says it puts the district in a tough position.
We don't have much after that. It will be a tough financial hill to overcome. You know, if we deplete our working cash, it puts us in a perpetual cycle of going out to private lenders just for operating funds, and that's not a healthy environment.
The legislation needed to unlock school funding currently sits in the Illinois Senate. Lawmakers have 2 weeks to decide whether to accept Rauner's changes or override his veto. If no action is taken, the legislation dies, jeopardizing funding for all Illinois school districts. Davenport is now the first urban area in the state to install a bioreactor at its waterfront. The 4-foot-deep filtration system is filled with wood mulch to soak up harmful nutrients like nitrate and phosphorus found in water runoff from Iowa farmlands. Davenport's clean water manager, Amy Kay, says it's part of a larger effort to reduce a record-size dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico.
These nutrients coming off of the land that end up down in Louisiana, form these big algal mats that deplete the oxygen. So there's none available for plant life and aquatic life, and it will take all of the states in this watershed working together, implementing these types of practices on a much larger scale.
The project comes the same week the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced that the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is the biggest it's ever been, at about the size of the state of New Jersey. The filtration system is being installed at Duck Creek this month to filter water runoff from an 11-acre watershed area. Officials will test nutrient levels in the water before and after it's filtered for the next year. One of Bix Beiderbecke's biggest fans traveled from Britain to enjoy the annual jazz festival in Davenport. 26-year-old Jonathan Holmes is a BBC journalist based in Bristol, and yesterday, Michelle O'Neill met him at the Bix porch party at the downtown library.
That's Don Estes and the Prairie Ramblers helping music lovers get into the mood for this year's Bix Beiderbecke Jazz Festival. But Jonathan Holmes is excited already. He's been looking forward to this trip for months. His love of music from the 1920s and 30s started when he read The Great Gatsby in school.
We watched the film that came out in the 70s with Robert Redford. I remember hearing the music and kind of thinking, yeah, that was quite decent. So I went away and started looking on YouTube, and Bix was the first kind of musician that I came into. So it was all of a sudden I really became quickly hooked on the music of Bix. And my interest in music from the 20s just kind of exploded from there.
Holmes has collected 1,800 records featuring Bix and others over the years. He even brought some records for his friend, Josh Duffy, music director of the festival.
Bix is, the music that he plays kind of says something to everyone, and it can be happy, and there's very sad songs he recorded, and it's something that's never been bettered, and I feel like people should listen to it. I know it's old, and it may sound scratchy, but you've got to get past that and hear what they're playing.
The tall young Brit brought along his vintage suit, bow tie, and dancing shoes. It's a good thing, because I don't think Holmes will be able to sit still for any of the bands featured at this year's festival. I'm Michelle O'Neill.